I mean, well, it's exciting. Well, first of all, because it's the Cowboys, and big rivalry game and division game. I think this will probably be the first time I had a division game to start off a season, albeit a rivalry. But just to see where we stand against an opponent in a real game that counts. I mean, everybody, we're ready to go now, if you ask me.
Do you feel a certain, I mean, you know, the three of you guys are brought in to kind of bolster this defense. It was 32nd last year. Do you feel any kind of certain internal pressure, you know, or curiosity to see how it's all going to work, how it's all going to piece together, and, you know?
Yeah, I would say that. But again, I don't think you get any worse than 32nd. So everybody's buying into the system. The guys who were here last year, we're doing a good job. But when you pay a lot of money to bring guys in to improve a defense, of course you want to see improvement. But we trust each other and we trust the system.
I'm sorry, what do you remember last year about playing that Dallas offensive line?
They were good all across the board. I mean, from tackle to tackle. Great run blockers, excellent pass blockers. I mean, it was a challenge when I was with the Jets last year, even for the line that we had. But again, everybody's up to the challenge. These are the types of games you hope to play every week against the line that, you know, if you ask me, is one of the better ones in the NFL, if not the best. So we got our hands full.
It was a challenge, but you had 10 tackles in that game.
Against Dallas? I did. Oh, why? Well, I mean, 72 is, how do you say his last name again? Is it Frederick or
Frederick?
Yeah. Isn't there an I in there somewhere?
Frederick,
maybe.
Yeah. And I don't want to disrespect the man that said his name wrong, but
maybe it's the French Frederick, Frederico or something.
Yeah. No, you said it, not me. But he's, to me, I would say one of the top three centers in the NFL. So it's a challenge for myself. You can't hide the fact, you know, that it's a lot of weight on my shoulders to control the middle of the defense along with Hankins and our inside backer. So we'll see how it play out.
When you were with the Jets, you were a little, you kind of came in low key. Mm-hmm. You know, not a lot of people knew you, and then they got to know you, and, you know, Rex, you know, the nickname, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a much different scenario for you now, obviously. You kind of mentioned the money that they brought, you know, to spend it, bring all you guys in. How much different is that? You know, is there a certain pressure on you? Do you feel like a little bit added, or, you know, anything more than you put on yourself?
No, because I don't let that bother me. I don't think about it at all. I wish I was still low-key. You guys are doing a terrible job of making that possible. You know, I'm used to one or two guys coming up asking for an interview. Now you got cameras and lights and everything. I mean, you know, it's nice and all, but I like to just be that guy in the background, playing in the shadows, just doing my job. I'm just here to do a job. I'm not here to count money or live up to any hype that anybody has for me.
As a veteran, you guys didn't play a lot as a front four in the preseason, but yet this front four has been revamped. So how do you know that this front four is ready and primed to be as good as you can be against Dallas?
Because, like you said, it's a veteran group. You got guys with a lot of experience playing a lot of games, and Hank can see y'all got to move out of this locker, man. But when you got a guy like JPP to your left who's played a lot of – hey, Rashad.
What's up, big fella?
Hey, man, you're interrupting here, man. It's my time. You wait. But when you look to your left and you see JPP, a guy who's had success in this league, you know, throughout his entire career, and then to my right you have Hankins and Olivier, the same thing. Both guys have had success. You lean on them and you trust them that they'll be ready, despite the fact that we didn't play much together.
Is taking away the run even more important this week? If you do that, you're going to put a lot of pressure on a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, it's important every week. I mean, even in practice. I mean, if you can't stop a team from running the ball, then they can pretty much do whatever it is. You know, play action pass, just. So it's something you hear a lot, but that's the most important aspect of football, stopping the run, even though it's a passing league.
Even though you guys had just small spurts together in preseason, the results are pretty good. Do you feel like that's a bit of a glimpse of what could to come?
Yeah, man. I mean, you see Olivier in, like, three plays, one sack, two QB hits, and then, I mean, JPP getting double-teamed and chipped over there, and Hankins being disruptive, got me my first sack. You know, shout-out Hankins. But, yeah. I'm excited to see that for 60 minutes. So hopefully I come out on a better end of sacks this year.
Yeah. They only had three quarterback hits in the game last year total.
Who?
Giants.
Against the Cowboys? Because the O-line, man, they pretty good.
You guys could have that, you think.
First quarter? You got to wait and see, man. I'm not that guy to put, you know, numbers or anything.
Do you think Spags has been kind of sitting around for the last 4 or 5 months going, I can't wait to let this group go?
Oh, yeah, man. Not only let this group go, but, you know, Dallas has been something I've been hearing since the moment I got here. It's a pretty big game for the team. You know, we it's a rivalry game, so you want to win it. But, yeah, I think Spaz is excited. The guy has energy every single time you see him. He's probably in the hallway right now just doing flips. Can't wait to get in the meeting room and talk about Dallas again. But, yeah, I think he's very excited.